Services are being held in Ukraine after a major Russian strike, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vows to ramp up weapons production. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Funeral services have been held in eastern Ukraine for the victims of one of the deadliest Russian airstrikes since the invasion began. As grieving families and local residents mourned, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to boost domestic weapons production by creating underground facilities to withstand Russian missile and drone strikes. He also renewed calls for the lifting of restrictions on using Western-supplied weapons against Russian territory, noting that Ukraine is also developing its own missiles to put pressure on Russia. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The protests in Israel continue after six hostages were killed just before being rescued in Gaza. Zahiro Zahar Moore is a nephew of a hostage.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Kapos is a Holocaust survivor and agrees about Netanyahu.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been exactly 11 months after Hamas's killing spree into southern Israel that killed more than 1,200 and launched a war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has called for the Catholic Church in Papua New Guinea to be particularly close to women who have been abused and marginalized. He's speaking out in a country where violence against women is reported to be more than twice the global average. Francis heard firsthand Saturday about the plight of women during his first full day in the South Pacific nation. A nun told him of the church's work caring for women who have been attacked and accused of witchcraft and sorcery and then shunned by their families. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday condemned the killing of a Turkish-American woman by Israeli troops on Friday and warned of potential further Israeli expansion through the region. Erdogan added Turkey has discussed forming a line of solidarity with Egypt and Syria against what he described as the growing threat of Israeli expansionism. At a vigil Friday night, United States Senator Raphael Warnock said more needs to be done to stop gun violence after a school shooting in Georgia.
While we wrestle with this trauma, I think that we are all called as a country to ask ourselves, what trauma do we visit upon our children if we say that the only thing we can do for you is to tell you how to hide? We may not all agree on what to do, but surely we can do more than that.
Both 14-year-old Colt Gray and his father, Colin Gray, are being charged with the killings of two students and two teachers Wednesday at Appalachie High School in Barrow County outside Atlanta. Nine others were hurt, seven of them shot. The Grays appeared Friday for the first time in court, where their attorneys declined to immediately seek bail. Asia's most powerful storm this year has made landfall in northern Vietnam on Saturday. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Super Typhoon Yagi brought with it wind speeds of up to 99 miles per hour. That's having lost power from its peak of 145 miles per hour a day earlier, as it tore through China's island of Hainan. There, it reportedly killed two people. Yagi had already claimed the lives of at least 16 people in the Philippines, the first country it hit. On Saturday, Vietnam state media also reported deaths. A dozen people were reported to be missing at sea. Vietnam's government said it had evacuated nearly 50,000 people from coastal towns and deployed 450,000 military personnel.
David Doyle from Reuters. Venezuela informed Brazil that it has revoked an authorization to represent Argentine interests in the country, including administering the embassy where six opposition figures are sheltering, a Brazilian diplomatic source said on Saturday. The information was formally conveyed by Venezuela in a diplomatic note on Saturday morning, the source said. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.